This is an ABC podcast.
This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type into one pair.
G'day, Dr. Carl here. And yes, I'm still talking up the possibility of a big breakthrough in physics turning up soon. The muon magnetic anomaly is the reason for all this hype. Physicists discovered some weird behaviour when muons get put into a magnetic field. Oh, and in case you forgot, a muon is like an electron, but 207 times heavier. Now, you'd be dead right in thinking that this is a bit complicated, but hey, that's physics for you. But it is fascinating. Now, last time, we were getting to the bottom of this anomaly, and we got through two of our four stages. And we had already found out that when you put an electron that is already spinning into a magnetic field, well then, that electron does a strange wobble, a bit like a spinning top. Now, this is fairly straightforward and follows basic physics if and only if our electron is just floating by itself, separate from everything else in the universe and all alone in a pure vacuum. Now, remember last time when I told you that a muon does a different wobble in a magnetic field to what the physicists predicted? What's going on here? Is there something in the vacuum we don't know about yet? Is this the new physics? Our next big breakthrough? And so that brings us to stage three in trying to understand this mystery. Welcome to the quantum vacuum. Now, that electron that we just mentioned, wobbling in a pure vacuum, well, it turns out you cannot make a perfect vacuum. A vacuum that is totally empty, with nothing inside it, is not possible. Blame quantum mechanics for the fact that there is no such thing as empty space. In the land of quantum mechanics, even so-called empty space has particles popping into and out of existence. Wow! Okay, suppose you get a metal box and remove every single molecule of gas out of it. Amazingly, it's still not truly empty. What is left behind is a quantum vacuum, complete with effervescent particles popping into existence out of nothing, and of course, popping out of existence again. They have been measured. They are real. Now, this sounds totally weird and crazy, like something physicists would make up when they've spent too long in the pub. But the quantum vacuum is a thing. These temporary particles inside this super weird quantum vacuum have an influence on the wobble, also known as the precession, of an electron when it is in a magnetic field. So now we have two things influencing the precession or wobble of an electron. The regular external magnetic field that you put the electron inside, as well as the particles popping in and out of existence in this not empty quantum vacuum that exists everywhere in the universe. Regular physics is out of its depth. But in modern physics, to properly describe an electron and its behaviour, we use a theory called quantum electrodynamics. This theory describes how light and matter interact. It was the very first theory to link special relativity and quantum mechanics, a huge achievement. Quantum electrodynamics is called the jewel of physics, because it's so accurate. And quantum electrodynamics gives us a mathematical framework to work out how quickly an electron should precess in a magnetic field when you allow for the presence of the quantum vacuum. Of course, the mathematics behind this is very complicated, and as of 2021, the physicists have worked out some 13,000 mathematical steps to describe what should happen when an electron spins in a magnetic field. The physicists have looked at the electron in two different ways. They have their prediction of how quickly electrons should precess or wobble in a magnetic field, and they have their actual measurements. Now here we go. The prediction and the actuality, the measurements, match up as perfectly as we can measure. This is one of the most precise measurements ever done in the history of the human race. The prediction and the measurement agree to 13 decimal places, or if you like, one part in 10 trillion. This is equivalent to measuring the distance between Sydney and New York, about 16,000 kilometres, to a precision and accuracy of about one-third the width of the human hair. That is absolutely astonishing. But things went wrong when the physicists put a muon in a magnetic field. Remember our muon, the elementary particle similar to an electron, but 207 times heavier? Suddenly, theory and experiments did not match up anymore. So, are there other or extra mysterious particles popping in and out of existence in the quantum vacuum, causing the muon's unusual wobble? Could this be an entirely new discovery in physics? Perhaps the jewel of physics instead has given us a duel with physics. So I'll talk more about that next time as we dive into Stage 4.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.